nations of the Sittans. Men present themselves as wild interlopers at my door, beasts beating knuckles raw in the hopes that I'll reveal the only aspect of truth they are interested in. Oftentimes they wait outside, drawing on long cigars and sharing stories of dog hearts and little girls. Mostly I wait, passing time in old-fashioned ways, through slow and steady self-destruction, or often by imagining myself as a greater beast of greater hunger, my teeth penetrating their flesh, the warmth of their blood tickling my throat, crying inside me, their understanding of my otherness now complete.